Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for culturalmining.com and Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM. Today, I'm going to take a look at some of the movies playing at this year's Inside Out Toronto's LGBT Film and Video Festival. Inside Out is a good and friendly film festival with a wide and extremely varied itinerary, ranging from Ryan Tricarton's excellent art videos to movies and documentaries, including a very good selection of first-run foreign films from France, Scandinavia, Israel, Latin America, Korea, and of course, the U.S. They deal with themes like aging, coming out, secrecy, discrimination, violence, tolerance, and of course, love and sex. Leo's Room, a gentle, low-key drama from Uruguay directed by Enrique Buchiccio, is a coming-of-age story about a graduate student, Leo. Leo breaks up with his girlfriend to try to pursue something he's not getting from her. Something one character says is all men think about, even though it only totals about 10 minutes of their lives each year. He was referring to the orgasm. Leo turns to the internet to secretly meet other men, whom he takes home to his small, dingy, unpainted room. He makes his new friend sneak out past his couch potato pothead roommate lest he suspects what's going on. But when he runs into a childhood crush in a supermarket, Caro, a sad but pretty woman, he finds a new friend. His life is still full of bleached out, faded colors and enclosed spaces. Caro ends bedridden for an unknown reason, while Leo doesn't want to leave his own room and face the world. Will they ever be able to voice their troubles and free themselves? Leo's Room, set in rarely seen urban Uruguay, is a nice, if simple, look at how a man and woman in a non-sexual relationship can help one another rid themselves of their secrets. In the Danish dramatic thriller Brotherhood, directed by Nicolò Donato, Lars starts going to clandestine meetings of a political group, partly to spite his liberal parents. He quickly rises up in the organization. It's a neo-Nazi white supremacist party, and proves his mettle by attacking and beating up a Muslim refugee. In order to become a member for life of the sinister group, Lars is sent to a country house where Jimmy, a longtime Nazi skinhead, will instruct him in the ways of the order. Masculinity, worship of nature, extreme nationalism, and so-called racial purity. All couched in the highly charged homoerotic atmosphere of male bonding. But the two men, Jimmy with giant swastikas and the number 88, code for Heil Hitler, tattooed all over his body, and upper-class rebellious Lars, take the step from homoeroticism to homo-sex. They become lovers. This complicates things. Even more so when Lars discovers that his new friends don't just beat up immigrants, but also gay men. This is a troubling, difficult movie. It's hard to sympathize with members of a repugnant group who enthusiastically study Hitlerian theory and put it to work in thuggish attacks on innocent strangers just to further their political causes. But I think it does manage to show this unlikely doomed-from-the-start relationship as a compassionate one in the oddest of places. A very problematic movie to reconcile morally, but an emotional one nonetheless. The Owls, directed by Cheryl Dunya of the Parliament Collective, is an extremely low budget, $12,000. Look at the lives of a group of aging women living together in a sprawling home in southwestern U.S. These owls, meaning older, wiser lesbians, were involved in an incident at a pool party where a young woman, Cricket, was killed. Their relationships are grouping and regrouping. They're trying to sell the house and move on, and they're terrified that someone might find the body. But their already tenuous equilibrium is upset with the arrival at their door of Sky, a much younger, muscular, masculine, and aggressive woman. Sky dismisses their politics, their relationships, their beliefs, and inserts herself between couples. An even bigger shock is when the actors step out of their roles and discuss politics, identity, collaboration, sexuality, gender, and the changing attitudes of younger lesbians. At first, I was put off by this meta-movie spoiling the storyline, but by the end, their discussions are even more interesting than the plot. And somehow, not sure how, they provided both the content and the glue to hold this unusual collaborative movie together. Oy Vey, My Son is Gay, directed by Evgeny Afanievsky, is a comedy about the Hirshes, a middle-aged Jewish couple played by Lainey Kazan and Saul Rubinek, who are looking for a bride for their unmarried son Nelson, a real estate agent. But as the title says, he's gay, they don't know it, and is living with Angelo, an interior decorator. Shirley, the mother, is led to believe that he's going out with a female porn star played by Carmen Electra, and that Angelo is just there to tastefully decorate his apartment. I was all set for a gay retake of the good old school screwball comedy, you know, where there are lots of mistaken identities, witty dialogue, sharp-tongued innuendo, and all the characters running around trying to make sense of all the confusion. Well, it's a little bit screwball, but mainly lame movie of the week about parents struggling to understand and accept their gay son. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, ay caramba, mamma mia, was this ever a bad comedy? Painfully bad. Oy vey is right. The witty repartee, the mistaken identities, the disguises, they were all sparse indeed. There are some okay parts, especially the few times when Saul Rubinek and Lainey Kazan get into some energetic discussions and stop walking through their lines. But they're counterbalanced by awful, unfunny scenes, like the father trying to get the porn star to date his son to turn him straight again, but ends up making a glacially slow pass at her instead and falls onto her on a sofa with his bum sticking up in the air and then stays like that for 2 minutes. I seriously think the movie needed a laugh track to fill in the enormous gaps between punchlines. At least with a laugh track, I know when it was supposed to be funny. A movie that actually was pretty funny was a tell-all documentary about the famous stand-up comic and talk show host called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, directed by Ricky Stern and Anne Sundberg. When I say she's famous, I mean I'd heard of her name but never actually seen her anywhere, even on TV. The camera follows her career as a funny woman, when female comics were few and far between, and her catchline was, "My name is Joan Rivers, and I put out." Now, I've been told she's been using the same one-liners for half a century now, but my ears were virgin territory, so her jokes were funny, and still just offensive enough to surprise a laugh out of the listener. Equally shocking were candid scenes of her face without makeup, puffed, sewn, reconstructed, and Botoxed. I was like, wow, what's that ventriloquist dummy? And what happened to that smooth-cheeked blonde woman who was here a minute ago? But you can see she's still on the ball by the way she deftly handles an angry heckler who objected to her Helen Keller jokes. Finally, Undertow, directed by Javier Fuentes León, a beautiful, intriguing movie about a macho Peruvian fisherman in love with a rich painter and tourist from Colombia. Miguel, the fisherman, starts the movie by welcoming his new son, even as he offers a villager's dead body to the harsh waters. The villagers believe if that's not done, his soul will never rest. But Macho Miguel is also having a love affair with Sebastián, a rich gay Colombian painter, played by Manolo Cardona. They secretly meet in an abandoned building on the beach, but after a fight, Sebastián disappears into the waves and then comes back as a ghost. His dead body was never offered, so his corporeal self remains there, but visible only to Miguel. He is elated at first. He can spend time with his lover without any threat to his machismo. But things soon go awry. His relationship is exposed. He must choose between his loves, his wife and son, his fellow villagers, or the memory of his male lover. Undertow is a great movie, beautifully shot. Just to review, today I talked about The Owls, Brotherhood, Oy Vey, My Son is Gay, Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, Leo's Room, and Undertow. All of the Inside Out Festival continuing through Sunday. Check listings online. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies every Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.